This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And the answer to the redistricting question is, we don't know yet. The Senate and House will gather again next week to try to hammer out a compromise. With me on the phone from Little Rock is Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net. Roby, I guess it's not a surprise that this session continues because of redistricting.
It's not a big surprise. I think this was one of the more likely scenarios we thought would play out after the Senate passed its plan. We knew it would come to the House State Agencies Committee. Robert Thompson's plan, he's from Paragould, and it basically looks like the Fayetteville thumbs up. It moves the Fayetteville finger a little east of there and takes in some parts of Madison County and drops Russellville and Pope County down to the 4th Congressional District. But as kind of we expected the script to go, the House State Agencies Committee did not approve that plan, and we are once again in no man's land.
Well, what is the future? I mean, you could have this House proposal, the one that is called the Fayetteville Finger or Fayetteville the Fourth. It could be extracted from the Senate committee, could it not?
It could. The problem is you have to have 18 senators on board in the 35-member Senate to be able to extract a bill from committee. And right now, there's only about 15, maybe 16. So they're going to have one, two, maybe even three senators, particularly Democratic senators, would be where they would come from, more than likely, agree to do that. I know I've talked to one of them, Senator Jerry Taylor from Pine Bluff, and he basically told me, no way, no how, I'm never going to go for that. So their choices are pretty limited, and their ability to do that's pretty limited. And so I'm not convinced we'll see that be successfully pulled off.
Okay, let me now go over the last couple of months. Sebastian County and Fort Smith does not want to leave the third. Voters in Boone County have told Congressman Womack, please, we don't want to leave the third. The Fayetteville Finger met with outcry from a vast majority of people in Fayetteville, Washington County, and Northwest Arkansas. People in Ashley County didn't like being moved. People in Madison County don't want to be moved. The House doesn't like the Senate's plan. The Senate doesn't like the House's. Is there a chance that this is going to be settled soon?
I think we're going to have to channel the spirit of King Solomon to make this work out. And by the way, you left off Pope County.
Oh, yes.
Not wanting to move from the 3rd District, too. I honestly don't know. I really think that right now that the leadership in the House is going to put a full court press on trying to get the Fayetteville Finger, Fayetteville to the 4th, pulled to the Senate floor. If they're successful in being able to pull it to the Senate floor, then they clearly have the number of votes they need to pass it. And so I think that that's probably the next tactic. If that fails, I'm not so sure they just don't go to the drawing board, blow up the maps that they've been debating, and come up with something that just hasn't been thought of yet.
I think the one thing we can agree on is it's impossible that something's going to happen that pleases everybody.
That is for sure. And, there's even been some talk in the halls from both sides of the aisle that maybe in future sessions they look at a better way to do this, you know, check out what some other states have done, either a bipartisan commission or a nonpartisan commission, or I think the state of Iowa actually uses some sort of computer program to get them to a starting point, and then they negotiate the small details out. There'll be some crying and gnashing of teeth if that happens, because the Republicans have made such gains. That's what's complicated this process so much, is that we now have a lot of parity in the two parties. In the past, it's always been an overwhelming supermajority of Democrats. It was pretty easy for the Democrats to draw the districts like they wanted to. And that's not the case anymore, and I don't think that's going to be the case in the future as we see Republican gains being made and probably continuing being made. I just don't think this issue is going to change for them 10 years from now.
What are the chances this just goes to the courts?
I would put them at less than 50% right now. I still think that there is will from House and Senate leadership to avoid that. Speaker Robert Moore told me after the committee meeting today that he was convinced that they would find a way to do this without sending it to the court system. So he at least is confident that they'll find a solution, or committed to finding a solution so that they don't have to do that. He basically said that would be an abdication of the legislature's duty. So he seems pretty committed to doing that. I've not spoken with Senator Bookout, but I would expect him to have a very similar sentiment. And they still have until April 27th to meet their adjournment resolution. So there still are another 2 weeks plus to try to hammer this out. As frustrating as it is for everybody involved, as frustrating as it is for everybody observing from the outside looking in, you know, this is not an easy solution for them to find. And you got a lot of partisanship driving it. And I think that they're going to keep on trying until their absolute last deadline.
And you'll be following this weekend at talkbusiness.net?
Unfortunately, I will be, yes. I would much prefer to be fishing or hiking or at a child's soccer game or baseball game, but I'll continue to monitor development.
Roby, thanks as always.
You're welcome.